Okay, we are still in Spirit Prophecy, Volume 4, page 376. If you're on WTPR and you have the book, it's the 1884 edition of The Great Controversy, the one that's unedited. We're on page 376 again, and it says, it's the first paragraph, but there's some dangling paragraph from the previous page, but the very first official paragraph for the page, it says the prophet Isaiah. That's where we're going to start. And if you're on the stream, you already know. It's all on your screen. No, you don't know. What? Did I lose the stream on this? No, it says MS Edge, but how come it's not showing up? Wait a second. Oh, now it does. Guess I might have to use the Raspberry Pi after all. I've been using the Raspberry Pi for weeks, but since I got the stream as a monitor, and I decided today to put it on a little 10-inch monitor. Or I think it's 10-inch. No, it's 8. That's right, it's 8. No, what? Don't matter. Anyway, it says the prophet Isaiah, when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? And why, you know, she's obviously talking about the, what was this, the spiritualism thing? Dictation, it's, oh, yep, spiritualism, okay. Yeah, it makes it easy. Just look. That's why I want the RLAC book to be like on the top of every page to have the title of the chapter when you guys get time, if you're hearing me. That way you can flip through it and find out which chapter you want instead of having to go all the way back to the table of contents, because people usually just flip through and look at the top of the page. It'll tell you right there where you're at. And so, but she goes on to say, but yeah, this has to do with the conjuring and the, you know, so-called ghosts and whatnot. They're just demons, but people don't know. But she says, to the law and the testimony. Yeah, and so that's actually Isaiah 8:20. So if they speak not... she's going to say it. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. That's Isaiah 8:20. If men had been willing to receive the truth so plainly stated in the scriptures that the dead know not anything, they would see in the claims and manifestations of spiritualism the working of Satan with power and signs and lying wonders. But rather than yield the liberty so agreeable to the carnal heart and renounce the sins which they love, the multitudes close their eyes to the light and walk straight on, regardless of the warnings, while Satan weaves his snares about them and they become his prey. Wow, look at that. It's, I love this, because like Fran will do a children's story, Sister Mindy will do, you know, the Ten Commandments. When I do the study hour, it's something that I worked on at least a month ago. I'm usually 3 to 4 weeks ahead on that. My sermons, well, I write them that week. And but they all seem to intertwine, just like this just intertwined. We were talking about the snares and, you know, how the lion roars, and because he's got his prey, or the snare, I guess, would twang if it got its prey because the bird gets caught in it. Well, no, they wouldn't use metal snares with birds. They use like a fabric, like silk or something, and it's very, very hard to see. But they also have snares that they use for wires that they use, you know, to catch coyotes and bears. Well, bear claw traps usually they do for bears. But there's like the rabbits, they'll use the wire, and it usually cuts into the foot so bad that if they never come back to, like if they forget where they put the snare, the bird, the bunny will die of either starvation or exposure, because they're going to be bleeding, because it cuts through the skin down to the bone. So anyway, she quotes here again from the Word of God, and it says, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved, therefore God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And that's what's going on now. We were just talking about that earlier, about false teachers and preachers and pastors and prophets that go out there and doing a work of God, and they're doing a good work and they're being blessed, and all of a sudden they go into sin. And so a strong delusion comes upon them. But the Lord gives them time. It could take years, and you know, then they all of a sudden they realize they got to clean up their act. But after so many years, they still haven't done it. Those people involved that don't know what they're up to, then the Lord will reveal it to them when the timing is right. That's why we saw what happened in 2012 and what happened on July 7th, or, well, June and July of 2020. One took 3 years for us to get the word, and the other one took 4. So, because the Lord's merciful, gave those two men time to repent, and women, because the women were involved just as bad, just like Ananias and Sapphira. The wife agreed to lie for the husband. So she goes on to say that those who oppose the teachings of spiritualism are assailing not men alone, but Satan and his angels. They have entered upon a contest against the principalities and powers and wicked spirits in high places. Satan will not yield 1 inch of ground except as he is driven back by the power of heavenly messengers. Like the angels, the hedge of angels that we're always praying upon you, and you pray upon us, and I pray upon myself and my wife and my children and their children and our spouses. Just everybody. Boy, it takes forever to name everybody in my family. I mean, when it comes to my siblings, I don't name all of them unless, of course, the Lord just reminds me of one or two names that something's going on in our lives. But the other toss on this coin is that the only reason the heavenly messengers would do that is because of the obedient people the Lord is protecting. But she goes on, the people of God should be able to meet him, as did our Savior, with the words, it is written, Satan, you know, it is written, more or less. And or just get thee hence, Satan. You know. But Satan can quote scripture now, as in the days of Christ, and he will pervert its teachings to sustain his delusions. But the plain statements of the Bible will furnish weapons powerful in every conflict. And this is why we are continuing to be blessed in this movement with the Lord, because we stay with the Word of God. And if you stay obedient, he'll continue to open the Bible up to you, and you'll get more light. And so we can tell who the false prophets are out there, like the guys that say that like the SDA Church saying the latter rain's already sprinkling, or that they're the remnant, or because we know the prophecies. We understand the Bible because we're obedient. They're preaching error because they're disobedient. The Lord is, like I've been saying for years, the only way to understand prophecy is to obey the God that wrote it. And so if they don't obey him, then yeah, they're going to come up with, like Doug Batch was saying, the 1 hour with the beast is right before the plagues begin. That's what starts the plagues, right? In a way, that's correct, but it's not enforced until plague 6. But he says it's enforced. The death decree is enforced before the plagues begin. But that's not what the Bible says. But he can't see that, just like Craig can't see it or anybody else can't see it, because when you're in sin, you are not allowed to see these things, because the sinners are to have inside information on the prophecies and stuff. It's going to make our job harder. And it's so easy, like some of the people that are leaving these fallen churches that preach these strange prophecies, when they see what we preach and they see what they preach, they okay, that's it's night and day. We back what we have with scripture. It's just like when I asked Doug Batchelor, as did another brother, why do you have a 501c3? He's got 3 of them, in fact. But why do you have a 501c3? He came back taking a statement of Jesus way out of context and purposely leaving out the last verse of that chapter that finalized the discussion between Peter and Jesus, where Jesus told Peter, go fishing, get that coin out of that fish's mouth, and pay the tax. But he left that out because he has a 501c3. He got caught. They can't. You know, the only way to get out of it is to walk away from it. But then the IRS says you can't. You got to give it off to somebody else. And I would just tell them, if I was them, I would just say, okay, change the name of the ministry, dear. let's get our heads together, brothers and sisters. Let's change the name of the church. Yeah, keep that 501c3 running under whatever church we used to have. Go ahead, keep it running. Money ain't going to be coming there no more because we won't accept it. We'll just change the name of the church. And then without a 501c3, that's what I would tell them. But these guys don't want to do that either because, boy, they built a brand. So they can't change Amazing Facts, you know, to like Amazing Facts 2 or something. He can't do that because he's going to lose all his subscribers. He's going to lose all his people that donate because he's got to tell them all, don't be sending me donations anymore here. You got to send them now here. Yeah, they don't want to do all that. It's too big of a problem. They prefer just to burn in hell. Much easier, I guess. That's the only way that, that's how Satan's got their mind going. I mean, they don't probably think that, but that's, you know, just worry about it later kind of a thing. It's kind of like with the Roman Catholics. I noticed when the last year or two of our, my wife and I's Catholic walk, we went to Mass daily. And the only people that went to Mass daily were people that had white hair. And we were in our 20s. You know, she was definitely in her 20s. I had just cracked 29. No, I was 27 when I started, 26 and 7 when we started doing that. I was 27 and a half when I started to read the Bible, to teach from the Bible instead of the catechism book, you know, the Catholic doctrine books. And that's when I found out that with that 18 months, I found out that I needed to get out of that church. And but yeah, everybody in there was, they waited until they were old and decrepit and walking into the church with walkers to get serious with God. How can he use you now? Now, I'm not saying that he can't use you. Like, if you found the truth and you're in your 80s and you're on a walker and you finally found the truth, well, brother or sister, let's do it. I'll give you some, you know, work to do, even if you can just sit home and work online. Go into chat rooms all over the planet and start sharing your faith. Yeah, they're going to kick you. They're going to boot you. Go to the next one. It's what I've been doing ever since the internet started. Just go to the next one. So anyway, going on, it says, those who... Okay, going on, it says, those who would stand in this time of peril must understand the testimony of the Scriptures concerning the nature of man and the state of the dead. For in the near future, many will be confronted by the spirits of devils personating beloved relatives or friends and declaring the most dangerous heresies. These visitants will appeal to our tenderest sympathies and will work to sustain their pretensions. Now, some people are going to have a hard time believing this, but those of you who have been with us for years know about this. But before I was a Christian, I was into the occult. And we even had friends that were involved in it, and I would do the face... Well, I'm not going to say the things I did. But I will tell you this. We did believe one of the demons, but we thought it was a ghost, one of the demons that was appearing was my wife's dead brother, because he was born, stillborn, and we thought it was him, and he had grown up in death so that he would be around this age, he would have that color hair, because of just putting together the genealogy of the family, and so he would be about this height. So this thing kept showing up, right? And as well as the little ones that would appear, and the floating books, and the, you know, all the strange things that were happening, even to the cold spots and stuff, and the slaps in the face. I never got bit, but the neighbor said he got bit, because this thing that was around us was very active. You know, even our children, the three oldest, saw it firsthand. And this is one of the reasons for the invention of the cartoon Casper, because Casper is an actual demon with a capital K, not a C. It was not C-A-S-P-E-R, it's K-A-S-P-E-R. And in order to conjure the demon, you had to have a child between the legs of an adult witch, and he would whisper things into the child's ear, you know, incantations. The child would repeat it. Casper would appear only to the child, just like in the cartoon. He only appears to children. How obvious was that? He only appeared to little kids. And then they would go from there. My point in bringing all that up is, she said here that these devils will personate beloved relatives or friends. We saw these things with our own eyes. This is happening now. It happened to us over 30 years ago. Over almost 40 years ago, 37 years ago, is when we stepped out. And if it was happening then, boy, they're out there hanging out with people, I'm thinking, by now. You know, because I do hear reports from the Philippines about some of the demons that are, now that I think about it, that was around the time that the sin was being embraced. And so there's a strong possibility that the reason Achan saw those things is because he was already in that camp. And so, in other words, the devil knew he already had him. Because I remember a phone call one time about something that was on Daniel's house, looking down on them. And so, yeah, they are loaded with demons. As a matter of fact, we just got word the other day that church is in chaos at this point, right now. And so, Anyway, going out, she says, we must, so keep them in prayers. Keep them in your prayers, brothers and sisters. They can make it out of there. But boy, they got to do some public repentance because they have done some public sinning. Videos and everything. So going on, we must be prepared to withstand them with the Bible truth that the dead know not anything, that they who thus appear are the spirits of devils. Now, the only way I can see that working, what she just said to do there, is if it's a babe in Christ who is thinking of becoming one, or see, the reason I'm thinking this is because when I accepted Christ as Savior, even the dreams with the demons and stuff, they were gone. Everything was gone to the point it entered the house into the apartment that or condominium that was next to us. And that caused, and it was a homosexual couple, and that caused that guy to literally kill himself in a very, 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 very graphic manner, to the point they almost burned the whole building down. It was a violent death. And very, very strange how that all went down, but I don't want to get into that. But what I'm saying is, when I found Christ, this stuff, I turned around and walked away from it from that day forward. Now, there had been situations since then, but not, you know, with my own children have dealing with this, because some of my kids aren't walking the way they should, as well as their friends. I mean, we're getting reports from people all around the world, as a matter of fact. They're asking, does this mean this or does this mean that? I remember one time going to a guy's house that lived in a little town called Rankin, and he was having issues with his wife, and he wanted me to counsel him and his wife. And I said, all right, so I'll be there. And so I went over to the kitchen, and we're going back and forth talking, you know, and it's just like, you know, I'm not getting anywhere. It's like, you know, anything I say, she starts to rebuke it. Anything I say, he starts to rebuke it. And it's just back and forth. It was like, it was worse than the he said, she said thing, you know? And so I says, okay, well, look, I'll be back. I'll come back next week or something, and we'll try again. And as I'm walking out, I stop and I go, I got to ask. I stop and I says, look, I don't think I'm a nut, but I need to ask this question because I have seen this with my own eyes and I know what I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, I used to delve in this stuff. I need to ask you. And they're both looking right in my face, right? They're about 2 feet away from me, 3 feet away. I says, you guys experiencing anything strange in your house? Are you getting any weird smells? Are there any cold spots you're walking through? Or like all of a sudden it's cold and it's not cold anymore? Or are you books floating or doors slamming, TVs turning on and off, lights turning on? Are you getting it? And they were both like, there was no blood in either one of their heads. I mean, it was just like their jaws were open and their eyes were like stop sign size. And they go, how on earth did you know? I says, well, now this is the reason for your marital problems. One of you are allowing this demon permission to be here. I says, you need to go through this house and get rid of everything in this house that has given permission for that demon to be there. And I'm not talking like I'm some nutcase here. These people saw this with their own eyes, and then here I'm telling them what they saw, you know, because I lived it. See, this is why I tell you, my brothers and sisters, these things, because the Lord allowed me to see a lot of this stuff, as well as my wife. She saw some really scary stuff, especially when, well, I don't want to get into that. But, I says, you know, you got to get rid of, especially if you got X-rated, but any kind of Hollywood stuff, because they had pot in the house, too, alcohol, everything. If you're smoking, well, they were. I said, you need to try to your best to quit. You need to get into the Word daily. And I don't know if they took any of that stride because, I still was in the area for a couple, 3 years, and I really didn't see any change in their lives other than she moved out. That was about it. So, but he knew, and she knew that I knew that, they had apparitions, as you would call it, or manifestations, better yet. Because the knocking and the slamming of doors, turning on lights and stuff, that's manifest. They'll call it paranormal, but it's just, that's the demon messing around doing stuff. But manifestation is when they actually appear and do things and look at the try to scare you, kind of stuff like that. But anyway, going on, it says, just before us is the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Maybe we should do a study on that as the dates. We can't set dates, but as to when this starts, the hour of temptation, sure looks like it's either here or very close to being here. anyway, just before the hour of temptation, which, oh yeah, well, forcing the mark, I would think, is a good chunk of it, because you could still get saved during that time. It's when the plagues begin, when they set the, you know, the death decree, when they pass the bill. It's when the bill is enforced that plague six hits. That's just what it says in Esther, and Spirit of Sister White even says it. Yeah, and James White says it's enforced in the plague six. But these false prophets, yeah, they can't see that because they're reading edited books. And not just quoting like I do, like on my website. I do quote some edited books because we didn't know about this for many years. And so I have some quotes, you know, smattered throughout the site. But I don't put them up unless I know for a fact that it's doctrinally sound or prophetically sound, because they couldn't find all the things to hide when they edited the books. And so, but I, you know, when I get time, I do change. I have done it many times already, removed quotes and replaced them with the real quotes. Like there's been a few times that I used the 1888 on the website and I put in the 1884 because it was the exact same quote. You know, and so, going on. All whose faith is not firmly established upon the Word of God will be deceived and overcome. This is why I keep saying it is so very, very important to study your Bibles every single solitary day and pray like the patriarchs and prophets did, morning, midday, and evening. You have to get that relationship with your Heavenly Father, or Satan's going to know you don't have that relationship. And if you don't have it, you're going to be easy prey. He's going to be roaring all over you. But to those who earnestly seek a knowledge of the truth, thus doing what they can to prepare for the conflict, the God of truth will be a sure defense. Now, don't think you got to be a theologian or a Bible thumper, as they used to call us in the old days. You don't have to be able to quote chapter and verse. The apostles never did. They would just say, Jeremy said that, or Elias said this, right? Jeremy being Jeremiah, Elias being I think it's Elijah. Putting the chapter and verse was convenient for us in these days to make it easier to really dig in. But you don't necessarily have to memorize, you know, because John 14:26, that promise is pretty clear. He's going to bring all things to your remembrance, whatever he said unto you. But if you don't read your Bible, he's never said it to you. If you don't study your Bible, he never said it to you. Well, I read it a few times and then I stopped. Well, now you forgot what he said to you. Get back into it, he'll remind you now. And so if you're not in the scriptures, and if you think this is just me trying to scare you or trying to get like it's, and I'm talking to the young that may be here that are not really sure about all that's going on, it's going to get crazy in the coming years. We just saw an election stolen from a U.S. president. We just saw a gentle coup happen in the United States of America where Biden, Roman Catholic Biden, 25th Amendment poster boy, getting in as president of the United States of America. Why do I say 25th Amendment? But the guy has mental issues. It's Alzheimer's or something. It's very, very bad. They're going to pull the 25th Amendment on him. They're going to kick him out. And then Kamala's going to be in there. It doesn't matter who's in there. They're just going to do whatever they're told. But it was stolen from Trump. We know that. No, I didn't vote for Trump. I don't vote for anybody because all politicians, regardless, they're all liars. You can't vote for the lesser of two evils because it's still evil you're voting for. But this is the world we're in. And they're out there telling people that 500,000 people died of like a common cold, like a little bit, like a strong cold, like a mini flu, COVID-19. Yet the CDC comes out and says, no, it's only 600 people. But they keep that covered up. The media don't put that out there. We've got documentation to prove that's what the CDC said. This is 6% at one time. But everybody believes it because it's the age of lying. That's the strong delusion on them. If you believe the lies about your false prophet on your pulpit, then you're going to believe any lie. That's why Satan's running amok. They actually, the people out there, some of them are putting on two masks, even though 10 aren't going to help them, it's actually going to hurt them. It's just to see who will obey. Now, I understand if you own a business, yeah, you don't want to lose your customers, put the mask on, no big deal. But at the same time, you know, is it worth it? You know, it's not going to cause you to go to hell. You can wear the mask, just don't let the mask wear you. But when it comes to the vaccine, yeah, I wouldn't even let them take the test. You hear about nanotechnology? They're putting stuff in people's sinuses to get into the blood barrier, to try to work its way into the brain. Nanotechnology. To kill you or vaccinate you or whatever, it's on that swab already. At least that's what I put a video up on the site the other day. One of the sisters in the faith sent it to me, and it was over an hour long. But I finally had time to watch it all. It's like it was a jaw dropper. And he's got pictures and everything and documentation, and Gates is behind it and all that stuff. It's amendment. Or it's not amendment. It's the Agenda 21 thing. The thing in Georgia, those stones, what do they call those things again? I don't know. It's written by a Roman Catholic. I don't know. It don't matter. They're trying to get the population down from 8 billion to 500 million. But that's not going to happen. It's not prophesied to happen. Something that big, yeah, that would be prophesied. Oh, they're going to kill millions. Yeah, because that was prophesied. They're going to kill millions, but... Anyway, going on, she quotes again from the Word. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Yes, I also keep thee. I'm sorry. My screen on my left here, my little 10-inch, just went, and now it's back. So I was wondering what happened there. It got all pixelated. So it's back. Anyway, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee. And she says, this is the Savior's promise. So none of us have to worry about this. And like even with the chemtrails, I go outside for my midday prayer and I look up and I say, Father God, please let these things walk down away from my family. And I say it that way because not every one of my children live with me and my church family, because not all my brothers and sisters live outside the city like they should. Because that'll mess with your mind too, with the metals and stuff. I've got evidence of damage in my system, the surface, the skin from it, because I was out there one day when there was a chem fog and I didn't notice that, like, sometimes the chemtrails don't get wet enough and they just fall, and it was like cobwebs all over the land. But as it was falling, I was out there, and so I got hit pretty good. You go down, it's usually designed to where they've sprayed over my house and it's supposed to waft down on either Chicago, Lafayette, or Indianapolis, or Champaign, Illinois, depending upon the jet stream. They don't do it to drop it down on farmland because, although they are making stuff, some of the seeds are resistant to aluminum so as to still grow. Because they've done it so much that some has landed on the farmland and there's aluminum in all the soil, which kind of ruins the seeds. And so, but yeah, an awful lot of big cities not near me, but I'm in the middle, and I think the closest big city would be Lafayette. It's like 45 miles. A little dinky one attached to it in the front is 35 miles. That's West Lafayette. So I'm out there, but still. I still pray because I have loved ones in cities, and I don't want them getting hurt. And so, again, the promise of our Lord is that He will protect us. And it says He would sooner send every angel out of heaven to protect His people than leave one soul that trusts in Him to be overcome by Satan. But if you don't trust in Him, and how can you trust in Him unless... Wow, Lord, thank you for that. Hold on, I got to get a Bible verse for you here. That popped in, but I don't know exactly where it's at, so I got to search with the e-sword. Oh, I got it set wrong. Not the exact phase. Look for all the words. Here it is, Romans chapter 5. I'll put it in the room. Where are we at here? Okay, I'm going to read all this. And I'll close with this, by the way. Copy verses. Copy. But I'm going to finish this. Oh, there's a good place to stop here, too, by the way. Where are we at? 377 and way down there. Last paragraph. I'll just put, oh, man, we only did one page today? Well, praise the Lord for that, because it's, I love it when I read on him speak. Well, I shouldn't say it that way, because he speaks through her writings. He speaks through me. He speaks through you. I'm not saying I'm anybody special. We all have the Holy Spirit. He will speak to us. How many times have you said something to a friend that you thought, wow, I needed to hear that, and you're the one that said it? And so, so praise the Lord. So the last paragraph that says the prophet Isaiah again. Okay, so prophet Isaiah. Okay, I'll leave it at that. I'll hit save. Okay, now, as I was sharing, the Lord popped his word, because John 14:26, brothers and sisters, is an absolute promise. He gave me Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. But I didn't know where it was, because, you know, my ill-spent youth has prevented me from memorizing. So what I'm going to do here, let me get the chat room back up here, and I shall put this passage in the chat room. For those of you in the chat room, wait, let me get out into the chat room. Yeah, here too, Ryan or Novi, usually no one wears masks out here, but in that one gas station the other day, the couple was wearing them, the owners, and so I went there twice, and I was, oh, man, it was like street preaching, the Holy Spirit moving. Oh, I was like loving it. I want to get out on the street again. I was just telling Francis, man, what I went through is like, oh, even though they weren't believing anything I was saying, and I gave them the RLAC, let's just call it the Little Black Book. I gave them the Little Black Book, and, you know, a little white book, even though it's got a black cover. Yeah, it's a little white book because she wrote it. Ellen White wrote it, so the Little White Book. But wait, sir, it's black. Yeah, well, it's not but it's got white light. So let's see. Let me put this in here. Oh, look at the way it came in. Oh, all right. I forgot to. So the first one is ROM 5.1 or 5, you know, paragraph 1. So you'll be seeing this here on the stream here in a second. Well, you'll already have seen it by the time I said that. Is my lag here. All right. This is what the Lord just gave me a moment ago as I was sharing. And it says, you know, because if you want him to protect you, you know, like Eshi was saying there, you know, well, you know, she said he would sooner send every angel out of heaven to protect his people and leave one soul that trusts in him to be overcome. And when I was saying that, that's when he gave me this. And so this is what it says. And again, for those of you listening on WTPR, it's Romans chapter 5. Verses 1 to 5. It says, therefore, being, and I just love this passage, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, right there's a sermon. Verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And so he's more or less talking about, you know what I'm saying. You know you have peace. You know you have these amazing experiences in your past. And so what he says next kind of confirms where I'm going with this. He says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, right? So, okay, so you've had these experiences. You know you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Preach it in a choir, right? That's what he's more or less saying. Then he ends it with this. Verses 4 and 5. And brothers and sisters, this is where you need to hold tightly with a white-knuckle grip when it gets really intense out there and we want to pray, and we want to know he hears. Well, we already know he hears the prayer. We want to know that everything's going to be okay. It's just the human nature, right? That's why it's so wretched. But verses 4 and 5 says, and patience, experience, and experience, hope. Okay, let me backtrack. We glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. In other words, you go through these trials and you realize after the end of a trial, let's say it lasts for a year or it lasts 16 years. It doesn't matter. When the trial's over, the healing comes, spiritual or physical, and you realize, oh, okay, so now I have patience, and the next time I have something happen, because I knew it took him a year to answer that prayer, let's say. And I know the next time it could take him a couple of weeks, it could take him a year or a couple of years. I'll have patience. I will wait on the Lord. Have patience in the Lord. And because I have patience, I have hope. Because I have the experience of what happened in my past, right? That's why he says in verse 4, and patience, obviously, he says, is going to be what brings on your... You get the patience because you had the experience. You went through it already, and so now you can be patient. You know he's going to answer it because you did before. And then with that experience, you now have hope because you know he's going to answer it. And the verse 5 says, and hope maketh not ashamed, which means he's not going to let you down. It's going to happen. Hope maketh not ashamed, which means you know he's going to answer. He has answered in the past. You're not going to be ashamed. You'll wait on him because you know he's going to do it because he did it in the past. But if you're not studying your Bible daily, if you're not in prayer daily, and if you're committing sin that you know is wrong to do and you're not even trying to overcome, because you can still be committing sin and trying your best to overcome, and he'll still be blessing you because he knows you're trying, as long as you keep confessing. Don't stop confessing and repenting, even though the enemy attacks you again when you're weak. Keep confessing. Keep getting those things out of there. You don't want to die with an unconfessed sin. You'll wake up at the end of the 1,000 years in bad shape. And so, you know he's heard you. He's going to answer because you have perfect faith now because he's done it in the past. And he finishes by saying, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So right there, we got everything we need. Hope maketh not ashamed. We're not going to have to worry about any of the stuff that's headed our way. Because this is why we're going through what we're going through now. And remember that when we're like in the future, when we're going through stuff that's intense, and you look back and you think, okay, well then that's why I went through what I went through. And now I can handle it. And my pump's just turned on behind me, which means it's 4 o'clock, and I just looked at the clock. So I'm going to drop off the mic here now, and I'm going to make, you got to make WTPR the host. I always forget. I got to do it over here. So let me turn on make it the host. And so the next voice you shall hear will be that of Brother Andre. And one of these days, we got to figure out a way to get Brother Andre and Brother Eli and Brother Sean to use a streamer. You don't have to use XSplit. Use your own. I'll give you the RTMP stuff on how to connect. And if you don't know how, I'll help you do it right over the phone. And then you guys can keep the stream going for the people that are on the stream right now, because we got almost 40 families in there. And so I'm going to give you guys advance warning. You need to hop over. Go over to WTPR now, because if you're on the stream, the audio and the stream, obviously, is going to drop off. And so come on over to WTPR. But if you're on the stream using WTPR, I don't know how you do it, because it doesn't sync properly. Correctly. So come on over to WTPR if you're on the stream, because I'm gonna kill it off right now. So Brother Andre, the mic is yours, my brother. And God bless everybody. Take care. Sabbath blessings. Love you. We'll see you soon next week, next Friday night. God bless. Love you. Bye-bye.